Hi, my dear friends, you are listening to Kuku Radio, and this is Yuki here for you today. In our today's program, we are going to talk about a lack of sleep. A lack of sleep. 欢迎收听本期的可可电台。今天我们一起来讨论一下睡眠。今天我们一起来讨论一下缺乏睡眠的坏处。第五个坏处 ,kill you.夺去你的生命，听到这样的一个结论呢，可能很多人心里面都会慌了一下，到底是怎么一回事儿呢？ It's not just heart problems that can lead to sleep deprivation related death. 其实呢，因为睡眠缺乏而导致死亡的可不仅仅是心脏病哦。In fact, short sleepers seem to die younger of any cause.Than people who sleep about 6.5 to 7.5 hours a night, Time reported. 实际上呢，《时代周刊》曾经报道过，与每天睡6.5到7.5个小时的人相比呢，短睡眠者因多种疾病可能导致死亡的年龄更加早。A 2010 study examined.The impact of short sleep on mortality and found that men who slept for less than 6 hours of sleep a night were 4 times more likely to die over a 14-year period. The study's authors called this link a risk that has been underestimated. 一项2010年的研究检视了短睡眠者的死亡率，发现在14年内每日睡眠少于6个小时的人群的死亡率呢是普通人的4倍。这个项目的研究者们呢把睡眠缺乏称为一个被低估的风险，所以呢如果说你每天睡眠少于6个小时的话，真的这个警钟真的敲响了，非常的严重。之前呢会在一些微博上，在一些新闻上看到某某某淘宝的店主因为缺乏睡眠而导致了死亡等等等等这样的一些消息，所以大家从今天开始一定要调整一下你的生物钟，好好的改一下。 OK, that's all about our today's program. Today we talk about a lack of sleep. A lack of sleep may kill youOK, 缺乏睡眠的话可能会夺去你的生命。 Thanks for listening, see you next time. Bye bye.